Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges you need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Beth Dessen Duffy at the bottom of the hour, talk a little bit about kindness, finding our way back to kindness. Beth has a storybook and a free app that she's giving out, and we're going to talk about the science of kindness. We live in this very unkind world sometimes, and we can all use a little bit more kindness. We'll talk to Beth Dessen Duffy at the bottom of the hour. Your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the websites. You can also call 866-735-2470 to purchase products. And don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you are an entrepreneur, if you like the nutritional supplement business, if you're looking for a business opportunity, the longevity business opportunity is something that you want to at least take a peek at, call 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That number again, 866-735-2470 to find out about the Bright Side Ben longevity business opportunity. Or to order longevity products, you can also go to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number tonight, 844-236-6010. Your call's next segment, Beth Dessen Duffy at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about kindness, the science of kindness. Beth Dessen Duffy, continuing on with SIBO and histamine and the vitamin, faux vitamin, pseudo vitamin, essential nutrient, conditionally essential nutrient. It's kind of confusing. Choline is. On the last Bright Side episode, we were talking about this really cool molecule, choline, which became an essential nutrient in 1998. There's lots of reasons to make sure that you're supplementing with this stuff. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about all the benefits of choline, all the reasons why you want to be supplementing with choline and eating choline-rich, choline-containing foods. But right now I want to talk a little bit about choline as an antihistamine. Not a drug-like antihistamine like Benadryl, but
molecule that helps detoxify histamine. Benadryl blocks the histamine receptor. It's a drug. It's processed like a drug. The body has to detoxify it. It goes through the liver, and it gets broken down via phase one, phase two detoxification. Benadryl, by the way, the technical name or the chemical name is diphenhydramine, and it is very effective, and I recommend it a lot, actually. It's kind of a pharmacist standby for itching and for runny noses and for allergies. But it is a drug, and while it may be a relatively benign drug, it's not as bad as some, and it is quite effective, it's still a drug, and it has to be detoxified. Choline doesn't have that problem. Choline has the same antihistamine-like end result, but it doesn't block the histamine receptor. It actually acts via a process called methylation. We're going to talk a lot about methylation here. In fact, we're going to spend a couple days talking about methylation because there's so many misunderstandings about methylation and MTHFR. I'm sure you guys, at least some of you guys, have heard of the MTHFR enzyme and MTHFR deficiencies and methylation vitamins, methylated vitamins like methylcobalamin and methylfolate. And it's been kind of a thing over the last few years. And we're definitely going to talk a little bit about that. But let me just touch on a few of the benefits to using choline, a few of the reasons why you want to make sure that you're getting choline in your diet or through supplementation. It's critical. I mean, absolutely critical for a whole wide range of biological functions. The choline derivative PC, which stands for phosphatidylcholine, PC, is a major constituent of all cell membranes. PC is part of the lecithin molecule, and it's why lecithin is so important. In fact, lecithin is one of the main sources of choline in the diet, and lecithin is one of the main places where you'll find choline in the body. Lecithin is in cell membranes, and cell membranes are one of the most important places where you'll find choline. In fact, choline is part of the cell membranes of lipoproteins. Lipoproteins aren't cells, of course, but it's part of the membranes of lipoproteins, which carry fats and cholesterol to and from the liver. And deficiencies in choline can result in problems with fatty liver disease, which is a serious health challenge that one out of three Americans are dealing with. Insufficient choline is going to cause a problem with the membranes of real cells. Lipoproteins aren't cells. They're bubbles that carry fats, and choline is involved in the membranes of lipoproteins and also the membranes of cells. And deficiencies in choline can cause cell leakages, literally things leaking out of cells, ultimately cell death, ineffective hormone activity. If you have problems with your cell membranes, your hormones aren't going to work correctly. You can take all the estrogen and progesterone and thyroid hormone you want, but if you're deficient in choline or you have an issue with your cell membranes, the thyroid hormone or the estrogen or whatever hormone that you're taking, or vitamin for that matter, like vitamin A or vitamin D, isn't going to be as effective. Choline is turned into acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a phenomenally important neurotransmitter, brain chemical, nerve chemical. It's important in the brain. It's important in the nerves in the body. The brain is the central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, and the nerves in the outside part of the that are not directly related to the brain and the spinal cord. Those are called the peripheral nervous system. Of course, it all relates to the brain and the spinal cord, but the nerves on the periphery and the nerves in the spinal cord and the brain are all dependent on choline via this molecule acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is important for brain health. Folks who have dementia, choline has been used as a preventative for Alzheimer's disease by virtue of its ability to produce acetylcholine. Everybody in a nursing home should be supplementing with choline. Everybody, in my humble opinion. Nursing homes are terrible, terrible places because nursing homes typically don't respect the importance of supplementation. And I've worked in plenty of nursing homes as a pharmacist where I had to dispense drugs. What passes for nutritional supplementation in a nursing home is a multivitamin. All the patients in the nursing home got a multivitamin. That was their nutritional supplementation. I don't need to tell you guys how ineffective, how insufficient multivitamins are. They're not even the minimum wage of nutritional supplementation. They're sub-minimum wage nutritional supplementation. So nursing homes, if you know anybody in a nursing home or if you're in a nursing home, if you have a loved one in a nursing home, choline can go a long way towards improving brain health as well as the health of the nervous system. And not only older folks, or adults, also fetuses and infants and babies and probably little kids whose brains are going through extensive development are also going to be dependent on choline and acetylcholine. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit, how choline deficiencies in mothers who are developing fetuses can be responsible for a wide range of neural health problems later on, not to mention genetic health problems via this the process of epigenetic activation of genes, which is also a place where choline plays a role. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Beth Duffy coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls just a sec. Beth Duffy coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about kindness, the importance of kindness. I've been talking about the importance of kindness as one of the main ways we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system. Kindness, compassion, gratitude, these virtues, I guess you could call them, are very important from a biological and physiological standpoint because they activate this rest and digest nervous system, which, by the way, is features the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is kind of a, it's kind of the parasympathetic nervous system's version of cortisol and adrenaline, which work in the sympathetic nervous system. Acetylcholine has a relaxing effect on the body. This is why it's important for cognitive function. Cognition and thought and imagination and creativity and making good choices all require activation of the relaxation response. The relaxation response is where blood flow gets circulated to the front of the brain. And this is all part of the parasympathetic nervous system response. The vagus nerve, perhaps you've heard of the vagus nerve. Vagal tone is becoming a thing in the alternative health world. And kindness is important for vagal tone and for parasympathetic nervous system activity. So it's not just airy-fairy, psychological mumbo-jumbo. It's actually hardcore biochemistry and physiology. Anyway, Beth Duffy coming up at the bottom of the hour. And your calls here in just a moment. I want to just touch on a couple more things about choline, and then we're going to talk about, next Bright Side episode, we'll talk about the importance of methylation. We're going to take a deep dive into methylation. And methylation is very important for when it comes to histamine and it comes to small intestinal bacterial overgrowth because detoxification of the histamine molecule depends on effective methylation. And I'll just leave it at that. We'll talk about that next week and probably over the next few weeks. So a couple more things about the importance of choline. Choline plays a role, as I say, in the nervous system and the production of acetylcholine, very important for liver health. Choline is also very important for athletic performance and also for fat burning. If you're an athlete or if you're trying to lose weight, you might want to consider supplementing with choline, i.e. vitamin B4. Increased strength, power, focus, and recovery are all supported by the water-soluble vitamin choline, which most people are unaware of. And even if they are aware of, they may not be getting enough. Choline is found, as I say, in lecithin. So foods that contain lecithin will get you choline. Of course, your ultimate enzymes are also a source of lecithin, and that will get you some choline. And in fact, there's another molecule that is related to choline that is part of the ultimate enzyme supplement profile. And we're going to talk about that one, too, in the coming days on The Bright Side. All right, so one more thing I'll say about choline. Choline is required for myelin. The famous myelin sheath is partially composed of choline. So not only does choline play a role in nervous system health and in brain health via the production of acetylcholine, but choline is also part of the sphingomyelin molecule. Sphingomyelin is a really, really fascinating molecule. We talk a lot about it in skincare because it's important for skin moisturization. Molecules like, not exactly sphingomyelin, but sphingolipids, they call them. And this substance that turns into myelin, of course, is very important for efficient transmission of nerve signals. And this is another reason why people who are dealing with neurological issues, movement disorders, dementias, etc., neuropathies, will all benefit from choline supplementation and choline intake through the diet. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Beth Duffy coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the science of kindness. Let's go to the phones and say hello to Kathy in Minnesota. I bet I know what you want to talk about, Kathy.
Seed cycling.
Oh, that, yeah. You know, I didn't know about it before yesterday, but I've been doing a little bit of research, and that's kind of interesting stuff. How did you hear about this?
So I have been dealing with skin rash issues, as you know, and now I've been doing an elimination diet for quite some time, and I've been skipping my period, and the functional medicine doctor that I've been working with suggested seed cycling, which I'd never heard of, and I wanted to see what your thoughts were on it.
You know, here's my thoughts on it. It's cute. You know, it's not gonna change your. It's really cute, and there's a lot of I don't mean any disrespect to any alternative practitioners, but a lot of times alternative practitioners don't understand chemistry, so they tend to jump on fads and the things sound good. They'll kind of promote it a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with seed cycling, but it's not gonna change your life. Seeds definitely have some interesting. There's interesting molecules and interesting nutrients in seeds. What is a seed really? But it's a life that's dormant. A life that's sleeping. It's a life that is at rest. It's locked up. It's kind of caged in. The life force is caged into a seed. And in order to cage that life force into a seed, nature puts anti-nutrients and enzyme inhibitors in those seeds. And it turns out seeds make wonderful medicine for that reason. You've heard of Laetril probably. Laetril is a seed derivative, and seeds produce lots of these enzyme inhibitor and medicinal type compounds. That life force that is trapped in a seed can be activated. And once it's activated, that seed, which is dormant, has life force dormant, becomes a font of livingness. And that's what a sprout is. A sprout is just the most, it's the exact opposite of a seed. While a seed is dormant and the life force is all contained and squished in, a sprout is an activated life force. It's an activated seed. And while seed is kind of a little bit tough for the body to process, you know, gluten and wheat and grains are problematic because they're seeds. Legumes and soy and beans are problematic because they're seeds. And all of these anti-nutrient compounds can wreak havoc on health because they're seeds. However, once you sprout a grain or sprout a bean or sprout a seed, it becomes the exact opposite. It becomes an amazing form of powerful source of life energy, of chi. And this life energy in chi is channeled and directed via hormones and vitamins. And so while seeds have the life force trapped into them, once they're exploded and they're opened up, all these nutrients can go to work. And this is what makes sprouts so important. My point is that seeds, in addition to having the life force contained, are also wonderful sources of hormones, hormone-like molecules, and vitamins. And minerals, for that matter, and a lot of nutrients. So seeds have a kind of, you know, there's a mix. There's good and there's bad. It's a double-edged sword. And this is why seed cycling, what they're thinking of when they talk about seed cycling, because seeds contain estrogens, they contain phytoestrogens, and they contain progesterone-like molecules, you know, hormone-like molecules, as well as vitamins like vitamin E and minerals like zinc that support hormones. This is why flax seeds are used, for example, to treat for prostate issues, because of these hormones and these vitamins that are involved with fertility. Prostate, of course, is a fertility gland in the body. So for fertility issues, female health issues, hormone issues, seeds can be okay. They can have some benefits. The seed cycling concept is where you take and correct me if I'm wrong, you may know more about it than I do, is we use different seeds in different parts of your cycle. Is that correct? Are you there?
Yep.
Is that right? Is that what seed cycling is? We use different seeds and different. Yeah. So I'm not, you know, I don't know about the logic of that, but I can tell you that seeds have some really good hormone support nutrients in them if you can handle the medicinal and anti-nutrient elements that are also in seeds. So it's kind of a mixed bag. All right.
Okay.
I wish I had more time because it's a very interesting topic. Thanks for introducing me to that too, Kathy. And good luck with everything. And that's it for this segment. Beth Duffy, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the science of kindness.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
USA News Update. A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. was apprehended.
He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. He's been tied to a fourth homicide nearby. Here's Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
They placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
Powell, age 33, was charged with three homeless men's killings.
Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers. The Palestinian Islamic group claimed to have a network comparable in size to the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas such as schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a subject or share one with a friend or loved one. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and videos and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. The Longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as a Join the Team link you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also call 866 735 8667-235-2470 for more information. You can order your longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, or you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by calling 866-735-2470 or hitting the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring fat-soluble vitamin C, the good stuff, stable stuff, the moisturizing stuff. Yes, the expensive stuff, but it's really the good stuff. THDA and lots of it, up to 75%, THDA in some of our products. Plant-derived minerals, vitamin A in its retinol form, hyaluronic acid, glycogen, all kinds of wonderful cell nutrients, because at the end of the day, folks, it's all about the cell. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and healthy cells means beautiful skin. Truth Skin Health products can be found at truthtreatments.com. That's Truth Treatments with an S. truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. She is a kindologist, a kindness expert, and we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of kindness and finding our way back to kindness. Beth Duffy has a very interesting app that she's giving away. It's a free app, as well as an interesting story, an interesting storybook that she's got as well. Beth has got a very interesting story to tell, and we'll let Beth tell us her story herself. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Beth Duffy. Hello, Beth.
Hello, Ben.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Bright Side. So you're doing some good work. We talk all about kindness and compassion, and as part of the vagus, as part of the parasympathetic nervous system, as part of toning the vagus nerve. So it's got an important role to play in biology. But not a lot of folks realize that when it comes to kindness. It sounds sort of airy-fairy and kind of a little bit nebulous. Tell us why kindness is important.
So, Ben, we didn't come to at this as the physical and mental health aspect initially, but we, after we started practicing kindness in our family, we did recognize those benefits as well. But let me say that when our children were little, we noticed that, you know, things weren't, their environment in school wasn't as kind as we hoped they would be. And instead of wishing and hoping that it was better, we decided that we would work as a family together to help create a kinder world for our children. And we came up with an activity. And while we enjoyed that activity, and as my husband and I focused on kindness more and we learned about it more, we learned about things that you already know, and I think perhaps you've taught your listeners already, of, you know, the benefits of practicing kindness on your physical and mental health, like lowering your blood pressure,
uh-huh,
your immune system, helping, you know, increase your endorphins. So all those things are a wonderful benefit that really can make us feel better and, you know, also physically have a positive impact.
Well, how did you come to be an expert in kindness? I mean, everybody wants to be kind and have kindness in their lives, but you're a landscape architect by background, right? And your background. So how did you come to transition into this this idea of kindness and giving and compassion?
Yes. So I'd like to say that growing up, it's something that, you know, in our community, in our family, our teachers, everybody taught us about kindness and giving. Really, you know, I'm a bit older. I come from different generations. But, you know, it really was something that we were taught. And then when we had kids and we realized that, you know, the duty was now on our shoulders and our responsibility to share what we had learned. And, you know, it's not rocket science or anything complicated, but it's something that you have to focus on and make a practice in your daily life. And the trick is, how do you make time for it and how do you focus on it? And that's where we think that we came up with something fun and different.
So you have a storybook and you have a companion app, and you have a craft, a printable craft. Tell us about this.
Yes. Okay, so what we've learned is that in order to reap the benefits of kindness, you have to, it can't just be like a short burst of oxytocin. It has to be something that you incorporate in your daily life and do it often. So I'd like to say the activity that we came up with, it started at Christmas time. And that is we would put a construction paper tree on our kitchen cabinet, and working together we would add ornaments as one of us did a kind act. And the goal was to have the tree, the goal still is to have the tree decorated by December 25th. And it was beautiful on for many different reasons we felt that way, but one of them was that no matter how old you were, whether you were 4, whether you were 6, whether you were 44, everybody could find ways to be kind and, you know, talk about it later and add ornaments. So it was a great family activity. And also the visual, the imagery, you know, we could be proud of our accomplishment when our tree was decorated, that we really did, you know, have an impact and do some good things. So 16 years went by, and through those years, friends and other people that learned about the activity said, you know, you should really share this with other people. And we thought about it all those years, and finally my husband and I thought either we do something with this or we stop talking about it. So we decided to go for it, and it started with the free app, and you can download from ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com the free app. And you can create a virtual tree, name your tree, pick the number of ornaments. And, Ben, you and I could invite you to join my same tree.
Nice.
We could decorate it together, or I could just do it individually. And then at the end, you get a star for the treetop and Christmas music when you're done.
Oh, nice. How does it interact? How does it interface with the story?
So that is a great question. So the theme of the story, the app and the craft, is all adding ornaments to a tree by doing kind acts. In the story, the heroes are a young evergreen tree named Spruce and a puppy friend, Holly. And they're told by the local snowman that they can't do anything much because they're just, you know, a little tree.
Hang on to that thought, because we got to take a commercial break. And we come back, I want to go into a little bit more detail about the story and also about the app. It's on, on the App Store, on the iPhone App Store, that kind of thing. It's just a regular app. Beth?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get into that when we come back from our break. Beth Duffy is our guest. More with Beth on the Bright Side right after this commercial break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Beth Duffy. We're talking a little bit about kindness. Beth, before I went to break, you were talking about your story. I want to get into that. But before we do, what is the name of the app, if I want to find it on the app store on the iPhone?
Yes, it's called the Christmas Tree of Kindness.
The Christmas Tree of Kindness. All right.
Yes, Christmas Tree of Kindness. And you can either download it directly from the Apple Store or from our website, which is ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com.
Got it. Okay, cool. All right, so tell us a little bit more about the story. You started talking to us about the tree.
Yes,
the trees. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So the little evergreen tree's name is Spruce, and the puppy friend Holly, and they decide to add ornaments by doing kind acts, and they do find ways to be kind, and they do decorate the tree, and... Then the word spreads from tree to tree and town to town, and soon people are decorating trees all over the world by doing kind acts and adding ornaments, and the whole world is a better place. So it just starts, you know, with the power of one, but then working together, we can really make a difference by December 25th.
And how does the app interact with the story?
Okay, so the app is a blank spruce tree with 39 ornaments, and so everyone can do the same activity. In the app, you name your tree, pick the number of ornaments, pick a background, and then there are suggested kind acts in the app, or you can enter your own kind acts. And similarly to the story, you know, as you do your kind acts, you add an ornament with the goal of completing your tree and getting a store for the treetop and Christmas music to celebrate.
So this sounds like it's not only about kindness, it's also about connection, about relationships.
Yes, that is so intertwined. Yes.
And, loneliness is considered the new smoking. You read that article just came out. I was reading that a couple weeks ago.
About
loneliness. And also bullying. Just a little bit about your thoughts on bullying and how this can help people deal with those kinds of things. Loneliness as well as bullying.
Okay, so may I just say this on the loneliness? I was amazed. Just quickly, this U.S. Surgeon General released an advisory on the epidemic of loneliness facing our country this past April. And I heard an interview that he did when he was asked about four solutions to the epidemic, and they were all about connection and practicing kindness. Like when I heard his four suggestions, for one was, when you spend time with someone, make sure that you're entirely focused on them. Another one was extending kindness to people that you're standing in line with. But just your point is so pertinent, the connection, the correlation between kindness and connection is important. And then, quickly on to the idea of bullying. I had a friend say to me that, it's easy to say don't bully. But, what's the replacement behavior we're supposed to be encouraging? So, in that conversation of don't bully, it's great if we could just practice being kind. And not just at Christmas time, but, children have told me that they've enjoyed the activity so much that they continue on throughout the year thinking about adding ornaments to their tree, by doing acts of kindness. So we can carry it on throughout the year.
Bullying is kind of an interesting subject because while it sounds like something that you'd want to, that wouldn't be helpful in a society or culture, it's almost like bullies have a certain advantage in our culture, don't they?
Well, it's an interesting thought. I think the thought that goes along with that is that kindness is like a soft skill.
Yeah, it's like wimpy, a little on the wimpy side, right?
Yes, I agree with you. But, I read about it and I thought about it myself. Being kind is hard. It's not always easy to be kind. And it's almost like who has to be the emotionally intelligent one, right, or not the reactive one, sometimes to be in control of yourself, to handle a situation and not overreact or be the bully or the bad guy. So that takes strength, it's not something easy all the time.
Yeah, to turn the other cheek, sort of. But don't we discourage kindness and encourage bullying in our culture? I mean, today was Sunday, right? What was on TV all day that everybody sat around watching? Not kindness. It didn't involve kindness, right? It involved football. Football, there's no kindness there. And we have, this national obsession with football and sports in general. And that's not about kindness. There's no kindness in sports. And look at all, the ways that we glorify the military. There's no kindness there either.
I know. Well, that's another really, that's great that you bring that up. Because I learned from this gentleman, his name is David Freiberg. And what he pointed out was, oftentimes we are what we see in our daily life.
Yeah.
And what he says is, you can't ignore the negative things going on, but that we have to be sure to also focus on the good things. Like practicing kindness is one thing, but also hopeful and inspiring stories. And I agree with you, you don't get those on TV a lot.
Right.
So it's kind of like you are what you eat.
You are what you watch.
We are what we see. So, as parents, but also, it's an important responsibility to try to watch. I know parents are already trying to be vigilant about those things, but it really is important as adults as well to try to monitor what we watch. Otherwise, we're overwhelmed, I think, by all the negativity.
How much of our predilection to one or the other, kindness or bullying, has to do with how we're brought up as children?
I know. So that's the whole nature versus nurture thing. Yeah. I don't really think I'm equipped to answer that question, but all we can do is try in our present, no matter what level we're at. You know, once we have the conversation and we talk about it and we're aware of it, you know, let's all move forward and, you know, just lean into the kindness now more than ever.
So you've been doing this for a while, right? And I'm noticing that the app is named a top Advent app in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 22. So you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
And you've been featured in various magazines, Catholic Mom and Rome Reports, et cetera. So what? How has the response been among in the general public, aside from some of these groups and these journals, in the general public? What kind of response have you gotten?
Well, people keep encouraging us to, you know, get the story out there, and so that's why we appreciate this opportunity. You know, classrooms are using it, parents, different clubs, Beavers, you know, the Boy Scouts, the Beavers and the Boy Scouts, library, kindness club.
Kindness clubs. There's kindness clubs?
Yes, there's a kindness club at our local library.
Oh, that's very interesting. And there's also, I was reading your stuff, there's World Kindness Day. I hadn't heard of that. There was World Kindness Day, and that was last month in November. So kindness is people are getting becoming more and more aware of this.
Yes, and people of all different professions actually want to talk about it, which I applaud everybody. You know, obviously, Ben, you're a pharmacist, and you have many other interests. You're interested in kindness and its benefits. I've had business people, lawyers. They want to talk about kindness. And so I think we are all recognizing the need.
Yeah, there are books out now on the economics of kindness.
Yes.
And kindness in the corporate world and kindness in business. It's almost like the more we go one way, it's like a pendulum effect. The more harsher the world gets and the more nasty the world gets, the more there's like a reverse kind of effect, a pendulum effect, where people are becoming aware that maybe there is a place for kindness in this dark world that we live in.
Yes. And, you know, Adam Grant, he's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He wrote a book I recently read called Give and Take. And he does talk about how it's, you know, economically a good decision to work in an environment where people are nice to one another.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful stuff. Well, thanks so much for what you're doing. It's great work. We need more people like you, Beth Duffy. Appreciate everything that you're doing. And best of luck to you and best of luck in the holiday season.
Thank you, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Give out your website real quick.
Yes, ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com.
Christmas Tree of Kindness, and that's also the app, right? Christmas Tree of Kindness.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, Beth. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays, and thanks for the bright side.
All right, take care. Good to talk to you. That was Beth Dessen Duffy, Christmas Tree of Kindness. ChristmasTreeOfKindness.com. And that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.